I want to welcome you to another episode of the Darren Sargent Leadership Podcast, the podcast where you get leadership and life advice from a single-handed perspective. I'm glad you've joined us today, and in this episode, I'm going to begin a series on discovering God's will. How many of us, raise your hands if you're listening, raise them if you've always wanted to know, how in the world can I figure out God's will? Okay, I see your hand. Yes, sir. Yes, ma'am. Yeah, I see it. Okay, well, there's several of you out there. So we're going to dig into this. This will probably be, I imagine, a 3 to 4 part series, maybe a little longer, may get into it. Just want to keep it going. Before we go, I want to remind everyone, my brand new book, Battle the Beast, Defeating the Lions That Oppose Your Destiny, will be out on or before April 16th, and you can pre-order right now. There'll be a link in the show notes, or you can go to PentecostalPublishing.com and order Battle the Beast. Thank you for those that have already ordered. Looking forward to this book and the impact that it can make in lives around the world. So go check it out. Hurry, go now, then come back and listen. Thanks for tuning in. Let's get started on how to discover the will of God, or God's will, or whatever you want to call it. Let's go. He loves me, he loves me not. She loves me, she loves me not. Most of us would agree that's probably not a very wise method of choosing a mate. Just as unreliable as making a decision upon feelings, because many life-altering and damaging mistakes have been made based upon feelings. You're angry, you're frustrated, you have struggled with lust, you're hurt, you're making a decision out of pain. Now, let's just be honest, decisions are hard to make. Every time we get in the car, me and my wife, and I ask the question, where do you want to eat? That's always a challenging question. But most of life it's comprised of really far weightier decisions than whether you're going to eat Chinese or Mexican food. Wise decisions, if we're really wanting to make wise decisions, they're really based upon discerning and obeying the will of God. It's not pop culture. It's not what is expedient. It's not what is the social norm or what is politically correct or what is most pleasant. It's really based upon obeying the will of God and determining what the will of God is, so it will help us in making the decision. The beauty is that God wants to, I really believe this, he wants to reveal his will to us. He wants to give us direction, but it requires us communicating with him. And it requires us having a heart that truly desires, not just maybe, but truly desires to place his will above our own desires and ambitions. It was the psalmist who said in Psalm 40, verse 8, I desire to do your will, O my God. Your law is within my heart. So when we're making decisions, when we're trying to determine the will of God, what actually is decision making? How can we determine if we're making wise decisions, or what is the process? Well, first of all, I think it's a process that includes making a choice or a judgment about an attitude or an action. It's a process that includes making a choice or judgment about an attitude or action. Second thing is, it's an act of your will, and it's always influenced by your mind or your emotions. Our decisions, if we're going to be honest, our decisions are influenced by what's going on inside. Your decisions receive the blessings of God when we are willing to obey God. Decisions that don't follow God's word or do not follow the will of God, those decisions often are the ones that we pay for later on. Isaiah said this in Isaiah 1:19, if you are willing and obedient, you will eat the best from the land. Another point I want to make in discussing this wise decision-making being an act of our will, our decisions should be based on what we know to be God's revealed will. And I believe, You may argue with me, but I believe most of God's will is revealed. It's the word of God that gives us this. In fact, the psalmist in Psalm 119, verse 105 said, your word is a lamp unto my feet. It's a light unto my path. It's what directs me. It's what shows me what's near, and it shows me the direction I should go. One thing I've discovered in working with people is that our decisions reveal the desires of our heart. Again, Psalm 119, incredible chapter or psalm on the word of God. Verse 105 says this, verse 30 says this, Psalm 119, verse 30, I have chosen the way of truth. I have set my heart on your laws. So we have to follow proper protocol by obeying the word of God, letting the word of God guide and lead us so that we can determine what God's will is. Now, when the scripture refers to the will of God, when it talks about this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you, what is meant by that? Well, there are, I think, three descriptive words that are used in regards to this term, the will of God. First of all, there's God's perfect will. We see this in Romans chapter 12, verse 2, and be not conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. I believe for every life, God has an ideal, perfect plan that is pleasing and good to him. There's some examples of God's perfect will. Let's look at 2 Peter 3, 9 real quick. The Lord is not slack concerning his promise, as some men count slackness, but is long-suffering to us, not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance. God's got a perfect will. He wants you saved. He wants you walking in his perfect will. There's another one, I think, that a lot of people have a problem with this, but let's just talk about it. You can comment if you want. But there's God's permissive will. I think God permits each person to exercise free will, even if that is in opposition to his will. He is not putting you in a box and limiting you on what you can do. You have a choice. God's permissive will is that everyone has the option of choosing right or wrong, spiritual life or spiritual death, being blessed or being cursed. You have that choice. Deuteronomy 30:19 explains this. This day, I call heaven and earth as witnesses against you that I have set before you life and death, blessing and cursings. Now choose life so that you and your children may live. There's a choice involved. I choose. Even Joshua said, as for me and my house, we will choose. There's a choice that has to be made. But then there's God's prevailing will. Proverbs 19:21, many are the plans in a man's heart, but it is the Lord's purpose that prevails. God's plans cannot be thwarted, and his ultimate purposes, they will be achieved. Why? Because he's sovereign. Some things will happen. There are some things that will happen. God's prevailing will is those who give their lives to him, I believe, will be rewarded in eternity. There are things that we can follow in doing the will of God for our lives that will be rewarded. John 14, verse 2, Jesus speaking, he says, in my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you, I go to prepare a place for you. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, there ye may be also. I think there's a place that you and I will go. It's God's prevailing will, and nothing will change it. Now, in our next episode, we're going to talk about maybe some common questions regarding the will of God, such as, has God already determined his will for me? Can I actually know God's will for my life? How does God reveal his will? We'll dive into some of these questions in our next episode. It'll be fun. We'll dig in a little bit more. I hope this will be a blessing to someone. Remember, share, comment, like, rate, review the Darren Sargent Leadership Podcast. And also, make sure you go and pre-order Battle the Beast. If you're listening to this after April 16th, 2024, it is available. You can go get it. But if you're listening to it before it, you got to pre-order it. But it will come to you, I promise. Thanks. I appreciate everyone. Have a great day. And remember, God's got a plan for your life. Let's discover it. Have a great day.